the range of normal beating, and that's the job of me. The other job is very rarely in this beating part of the spectrum that I am. Either it's almost dormant, means it's not alive. If I'm one of those good merchants, very elegant and chic for the decoration, I will fortify the cage of the parrot. What will happen to the parrot? Yeah. The parrot goes depressed and will not be that alive, right? And when suddenly wind blows the singing of another parrot inside the room, suddenly this parrot of mine will be agitated and will go crazy. That one has the maximum and the minimum. This one is in a normal range because this is covering my quote-unquote normal life. My real life is that one. Because when I go back and I count my years of experience, I count those moments only. Either the moments that I was born and I was lost, or the moment of ecstasy. That's the life of the parrot. That's how parrot is.
That was a great explanation, thank you. I was meaning more in a technical sense, like, you know, John is often referred to, we often talk about John.
Oh, like that?
And this is the same thing. Right?
No, this is a very exceptional, bizarre way to put it. No, nobody did it, no. So they refer normally as John. Rumi is well, one of the things that I love about Rumi, he was the real meaning of being brave and blunt. He said, I don't think about the rhyme and the stuff like that, because the truth is jumping. Rumi will do this. You will even find a scarcity in Samoa years. In Attar, not so much. This is the thing that we will change and Hafiz will play with, like this, with the wording later. And he will become another daring fellow. Because Rumi dares to do this. Because at the end, he wants to arrive to a conclusion that, you know what? John is not life, you know what John is. Is the essence of life, something like that. You see that within Iranians, they use John for dear. I mean, dear friend, they call it, it's only John, and you sacrifice your John, and that's the dearest thing to the animal is John, therefore for me is life. They would say life should be like this, to understand it. Because the situation has happened, all of us will have so many chances per second. This is how it goes, this life. Good for people who will get it, who are ready for it. So when something happens, they will see what happened. Here the merchant saw. Therefore, we need some explanation about exactly the same subject, the body and the spirit and all that. You, Peter.
This one says to him, There is none in existence like thee for beauty and eminence and for kindness and liberality. That one says to him, both the worlds are thine, all our souls are thy soul's parasites. When he sees the people intoxicated with him because of arrogance, he loses self-control. He does not know that the devil has cast thousands like him into the water of the river.
Okay, this stinger he's talking about. Where is this stinger coming from? Because here he's playing with something. First and last paragraph, he talked about this John and that John and blah, blah, blah. He started this one, the title is The Harmfulness of Being Famous. And he explained being famous, but he emphasized on because of physical qualities, I mean the body itself. This body itself will harm others and me at the same time. How? This is the one that cheats. This is the one that lies to the other one. So this is a source of confusion. But the first thing that he goes to is the feedback of this. Really, when you think that the people are intoxicated with you, what will happen to you? Simple. Imagine, I don't know if you have ever really sat down and thought about this. Maybe you're fortunate you're living here, but maybe in Baltimore. I thought a lot about this. This guy, Pharaoh. You see, there is a lot of them. So many of them. I mean, there are so many that it's nonsense if you think that you could put a rule that, okay, they are like this, they are like that. They are different people during several thousand years, right? Okay, there is this guy, imagine a god, with some, let's say, comfort zone. The people will tell him that you are the god. And the fellow believes this. Yeah, all those opening was for this, because if I start with this, that this Pharaoh, he believed that he's a god. You would say, no, come on, he knew it, but he played the role. He knew like this, other people that they pretend, but there are so many of them. Some of them, they believe honestly that they are god. How could it happen? Have you ever thought of that? First of all, this is a very dangerous stuff. If it happened to a couple of thousand of them, it could happen to me. How did it happen to them? I mean, they didn't experience something very special or bizarre. They were human beings, they were born, right? In childhood, they are told that you are God. Not all of them. A lot of them in childhood were told that you are a subject to that Pharaoh. When the dynasty changes, who comes up? Who will be next Pharaoh? So, in bizarre situations like that, imagine a guy sitting down in a hut. Yeah. You would not sit in those big palaces you see. Those are temples. Those are the place of the gathering of the people. You sit in somewhere. No running water, no real bath, no Safeway and 7-Eleven. None of this. And God believes he's gone. How could it happen? Do you think it could happen to you?
Very easy.
Could. Very easy. I mean, it doesn't start like in eternal your God. First,